following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Usual cast of characters. Fred Wallen, who's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and the Dorfman. We are in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich. At Dorf on Sports, shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Tiger Woods in contention on a Sunday. Something I necessarily didn't think I'd be saying, to be honest with you, for maybe the rest of his career. NFL football preseason really getting going. Lots of fights, lots of interaction with these guys. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, I don't know, but baseball heating up as well. Those Dodgers with like a game and a half lead over the Giants now. Fred, how you feeling?
I'm feeling management doesn't know what it's doing here in Southern California with the Dodgers. Firing a third base coach, I'm certain, is going to lead to a lot more runs.
Anyways, that's Fred Wallen, always very, very excited about his Los Angeles Dodgers, whether he can or can't watch them. That's all. It is what it is out there in L.A. It's La La Land for a reason, by the way. But anyways, Jeff Rich with us as well. A lot to talk about. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. So get involved on the conversation. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We're fast approaching the hottest days of the summer. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to stay safe as the mercury rises right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. No matter how healthy you are, when it really gets hot, it's important to take precautions to stay safe. Those simple weekend chores that you enjoyed back in May can lead to serious overheating now. So limit your activity to mainly the early morning and early evening hours and avoid prolonged exposure to the sun. If you're working outside, take plenty of breaks to cool off and drink lots of water. Try to avoid caffeine and alcohol while you're out in the heat because they cause dehydration. Don't ignore signs of nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. If you experience any of these symptoms, cool off immediately. Plan your day's chores so you're in areas of shade. Make sure you wear loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing. Finally, try to eat light, healthy meals. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
I think there are probably two goals that are pushing me right now. One is to get the all-time win record. Only three back of Sam on that one. And obviously the major record, four back of Jack. But I got to put it in perspective. You know, I've done it for, this is my 19th year, and I've had 79 wins. That's a pretty good clip.
I'm your
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my guy Fred Wall, and he's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, practically in my backyard. I can almost see him. But if you didn't know, that was Tiger Woods talking about, obviously, a lot of victories that he's had and kind of where he is in life, to be honest with you. But maybe the biggest story, if you will, in sports this week is Tiger being competitive and obviously on the cusp of maybe getting himself another victory, just a couple shots back. Fred, I know you're a big time believer in Tiger, and I've somewhat lost my faith. And believe me, it doesn't make me happy to say that. But does this give you even more thought that this guy could come back? Seeing him be just a couple shots back on a Sunday and definitely in the hunt on a Sunday.
Well, you know, he, for his age, he's a very good athlete. So anything is possible. That's all my point has been the last couple of years, has been that you don't give up on somebody who's a great athlete because you never know when they can come through. Can he be as consistent or win the big ones? I don't know. But he could certainly win some golf tournaments. There's no question about that. I mean, you know, if you're going to say, can he win one of the majors, I don't know. But I would still say he's got a shot. But certainly in the other golf tournaments, I would say if he starts well as he did this week, yes, I would say in the clutch, we'll see who can come through in those kind of circumstances. And in the past, he has come through in the clutch. So let's see what happens.
Look, I'm a broken record when I say this, you know, and that's what I love about the PGA Tour, to be honest with you, is the fact that you have, and this isn't the case for Tiger, but you have a lot of first-time winners week in and week out on the PGA Tour. And a guy that is currently a 262nd in the world, like Tiger Woods, could go out there and dominate a golf course. And it has nothing to do with what these other guys do. I mean, yeah, they shoot numbers, obviously, but realistically, a golf tournament is a guy going out there playing a golf course 4 days in a row and dominating it, taking it to his knees, whatever you want to call it, or having that course beat them up on the other side too. So that's what I love about golf. It doesn't matter what your world ranking is. You can win a golf tournament if you're playing great and you're the number 200 and something in the world. So again, that's, to me, that's what makes golf beautiful. Do I think Tiger can win another tournament? Sure. Do I think he's going to win majors? I don't really think so. I think these young guns are just right there, clawing at it. They want it so bad. And, you know, I think that Tiger still wants things, but it's a matter of whether or not his body is going to give it to him the way he can week in and week out like he used to. And it's just, hey, father time does catch up on us, you know, and, you know, we've seen it with Michael Jordan. We've seen it with a lot of guys where they just don't know when to call quits. And I'm not saying it's time for Tiger to call it quits by any means. And we all know there's a senior tour as well. But ultimately, it's just about being real with yourself and having real expectations. And you know what? If he can get his swing back under control, there's no reason that Tiger can't compete, for sure. Jeff, thoughts about Tiger competing this weekend?
Jeff, you with us? Maybe we lost Jeff for the moment. But, again, Tiger this weekend, definitely refreshing for the golf world to a certain degree because, like Jeff did say earlier, I'll give you credit, Jeff, on this. You did say, we've been talking about Tiger for 2 years, and there has been no reason to. This week, we have a reason to talk about Tiger, Jeff.
Absolutely. You know, the real winner here is the Greater Greensboro Open, the Wyndham Open that we're talking about here, because we're not talking about this tournament if Tiger Woods, if Tiger Woods isn't winning. If we're talking about Jason Gore and Webb Simpson, this isn't a tournament worth talking about. I think he's got a great chance to win on Sunday. I don't know if it's important to qualify for the FedEx Cup, but if he can use this win and take some momentum and maybe make some noise with the rest of the golf, you know, guys like Brooks Koepka and Bram Sinek are going into the end of the year, I think it's a big deal. I think that he's got a good chance at the three wins to get the all-time wins record. Those four majors, man, I don't think he can win a major a year for the next 4 years. I think it's going to take him 9 or 10 years just because he hasn't been playing consistent golf, but you know, who knows? Maybe he's turning the corner. Maybe he's getting used to, you know, maybe he's finally adjusted to life after Butch.
Yeah, I mean, that ultimately, that was the downfall. And, I mean, you know, people can say what they want to say and whatnot, but to me, that's what did it. And you know what I'm thinking, to be honest with you, and, you know, you may have a great point that today could be an excellent opportunity for Tiger because – let's be honest. When you look at this leaderboard, I'm not taking away anything from the guys that are atop this leaderboard. But it's Jason Gore, it's Jonas Blix, it's Scott Brown, and then it's Tiger Woods, and then you know you got Webb Simpson. That's not Jason Day. That's not Jordan Spieth. That's not Dustin Johnson, who looked awful, by the way, the other week, and then all of a sudden turned that round around just unbelievably. But so I guess what I'm saying is Sunday's setting up pretty nicely for Tiger, to be honest with you, when I look at the names atop this leaderboard, Fred.
Hey, no question. And I think Sunday will be fun. There's no question about it. If you're going to be watching it, I think he'll be there on the 17th and 18th hole with a chance to win it. And it would be a big story in sports if he can get it done, obviously.
Yeah, I just think the 2 years that we've been talking about him, when he's done absolutely nothing, hasn't warranted us talking about him. But this does warrant us talking a little bit about Tiger Woods and his potential to have a great Sunday and, you know, have people watching the golf tournament. And like Jeff said, I think that they're ultimately the huge winner because it brings intrigue and interest when Tiger Woods is, close to the top of the list on the Sunday. So good for Tiger. Good to see it. Hey, Fred, I want to switch gears. Jeff, I want to switch gears. I want to talk a lot of football with you guys. Sam Bradford gets hit by T-Suggs. Was that cheap? Was it dirty? Was it necessary? What do you think, Fred? I mean, again, we talk about preseason, and we talk about how guys hate to play it. They think it's too long, maybe two games. They want to avoid injury. They want to get to the regular season healthy. Were you upset with the way that T-Suggs went after Sam Bradford? But at the same time, Bradford does need to get hit a little bit to see where he's at. So how do you feel about it, Fred?
Not at the knees. Of course, it was a dirty play, and it was just the preseason. I think Bradford was 100% correct, and not shocked that Terrell Suggs pulled something like that. And, yeah, you have to play the preseason, but everybody knows it's the preseason. It doesn't matter who wins or loses. You don't go for the knees, and I think he did. And, yeah, I think it was a very dirty play.
Yeah, Suggs is the same guy as James Harrison. He's going to play violent, and he's not going to apologize for it. And this going at the knees is going to be the new excuse for the banning head-to-head hits. They're going to say if we can't go high, we got to go low, and that's quite frankly baloney. But it's the excuse the players are going to use, and we're going to see more and more offensive players get hurt as a result of it. But it is what it is. Football is a violent game, and you're going to have violent people that kind of walk the line on the edge of the rule book.
Look, and I'm of the idea that coaches need to realize that they should or shouldn't put their players in certain positions. And I'm not saying Chip Kelly did anything wrong here. You know, look, we all know T. Suggs, man. We know him from his ASU days here in Arizona. I mean, look, bottom line is he's a physical guy. He goes out there, he gives it everything he's got. But ultimately, man, nobody wants to get hurt. Like Fred said, this is preseason. These games mean nothing. It's about getting reps. It's about getting some time in there. About getting a little of your competitive juices flowing. But ultimately, man, you don't want to see anybody get hurt. And to have guys going cheap and at the knees, I don't really like that at all. I don't like it one bit. Anyways, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. More NFL coming up on the other side, so keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, Jeff Rich, it is Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
What the hell's going on out here?
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich with me here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorfont Sports or at By Jeff Rich. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA and shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, I kind of want to keep it in the NFL, obviously, with the theme coming on. Love those Green Bay Packers, by the way. Just love those Green Bay Packers. Great matchup with them today, speaking of which, Steelers and Green Bay Packers. Should be a fun one. But again, these games mean nothing. And speaking of that, what do you think about Big D with their stable of running backs? Look, I'm not necessarily saying they're great by any means. They obviously got rid of DeMarco Murray, but they do have a – usually what makes their running backs so good is their offensive line, and I'm very sure their offensive line will be good again. Who do you like there out of those the trio of running backs for them, though? Who do you think will win that job, or is it a three-headed monster there in Dallas this year, Fred?
Well, I predict somebody will get injured, so that'll cut it down to two right from the
good
start.
Good call. no, that's a great call.
It always happens. I mean, they set it up to split it, and something happens, and it never works out that way. Again, I think so much of this is on Tony Romo, and he has to. There are going to be a lot of close games, and he has to win some close games for the Cowboys to compete. I mean, and have a serious chance to do something in the playoffs, whatever the case might be. I mean, I look at him at a 9-7 team, something like that.
Yeah,
If Romo can win some close games, okay, 11-5, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that way. But he would have to prove it to me, and so it's up in the air. And let me just say something. I know it's off the subject, but I just want to say one quick thing. I did see the Jets play a couple of nights ago. Uh-huh. And I'll make this prediction right here on Dorfont Sports.
Sure.
I don't care if Geno Smith comes back tomorrow. Geno Smith comes back in 3 weeks. Geno Smith comes back in 6 weeks. Geno Smith comes back in 10 weeks. Bryce Petty's a better quarterback.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, look, this is going to give him a chance to find out what they've got, obviously. I mean, Geno was going to be the starter for some reason or another, and maybe he didn't necessarily deserve it. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you. Joseph Randall, Darren McFadden, Lance Dunbar. I mean, look, McFadden has never, ever lived up to his hype that he's had. These other guys are young. I like Randall the most out of all these guys.
And I do, too.
Okay, go ahead.
And I do too, but yeah, let's talk about the truth behind, you know, who runs the ball for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think it matters because the players that matter are Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick,
yeah,
Zach Martin, and Doug Free up front. I mean, that's the line that got DeMarco Murray all the hype that he did a year ago, and I think that that's going to continue. And that takes the pressure off of Tony Romo. That's one thing that he's never really had going through everything. You know, and he's won a playoff game now, and I just think that the Dallas Cowboys have to run the ball to hide Tony Romo's warts because he does have them.
No, I agree with that. That's a great point. I mean, look, bottom line is, like Fred said, Tony Romo is going to have to take more responsibility. The real question is can he? Will he be successful taking more responsibility? But, yeah, I mean, that offensive line, like I said, is very strong, very good, and that's the reason why DeMarco Murray had such success. And speaking of that, I'll be honest with you. I think Philadelphia is a lot better than people think. You know, I said it before. I said Chip Kelly's a little crazy, but I think the guy knows what he's doing, and we're going to see. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to say it right now. I think that's an 11, 12, maybe even a 13 win team, to be honest with you. And I think that everybody needs to be looking out for Philadelphia in that division.
Well, I think that the NFC East is a two-team race between the Cowboys and the Eagles. I think that both are going to make the playoffs, and I think that their head-to-head matchups are going to be extremely intense, especially with Murray, you know, going from Dallas to Philadelphia in the offseason.
Does Chip Kelly find a way to keep Tim Tebow, Fred, or is this just another gimmick here, or does he really like him?
Well, you know, he wins. I'm talking about Tebow.
Yeah.
So, and if he's improved his passing, I think he'll find a way to keep him around. How often has Sam Bradford gotten through a season without an injury? I mean, how
2012, I think, maybe is the last time or something like that.
Right. So, I mean, how can you count on that? And people are going to be going for his knees, obviously. I'm going to say this again. All he did with Denver, and I'm talking about Tebow, was surprise the heck out of everybody else.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Players on his team play harder for him for whatever reason. I think they just like him, and they play harder for him. They will make catches that they wouldn't make for somebody else. Obviously he doesn't have the world's greatest arm. We understand that. But he worked out in the offseason and apparently has developed some skills that he never had before. You know, he worked on, just things that he was doing maybe in college and get away with. He can in the pros. So I still think he's got a shot, even having not played for a couple of seasons. And, you know, he surprised us in the past with those wins. I mean, are we ever going to forget that victory over Pittsburgh? I mean,
no, great pass. I mean, great run, catch, everything. Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, I would never give up on a Tim Tebow.
No, Tim Tebow, to me, like you said, he's a winner. And to be honest with you, to second that, Chip Kelly's a winner too. I mean, he wins quite often, and you know you can't win everyone, but he's done a pretty decent job in college, and we'll see what happens for him in the NFL. But truth be told, I do think Philadelphia much better than people think. And originally, when he was making all these moves, people were really questioning Chip Kelly and what his motivation was and this and that and the other, and if he knew what he was doing in football. And I really do think he knows what he's doing. So we'll find out. We'll see how it all plays out. Go ahead.
I think he's something of an ambassador for positive football and positive vibes. I mean, those Denver teams were, Prater hitting field goals, the defense stepping up to give Tebow a chance to win those games. I think that his future is in coaching, if not in the front office. I think that, knowing what I know about Tim Tebow right now, I wouldn't mind if 30 years from now that he was the commissioner of the NFL. I think that he brings goodwill to everything that he does. I don't think that he's a fantastic football player. Looking at Philadelphia's depth chart, between him and Bradford, you have Matt Barkley and Mark Sanchez, and neither of them have done anything to say that they're that much of a step above Tim Tebow in the National Football League.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, they really don't have a quarterback that's made a name for themselves yet. So Chip Kelly's going to have to do that. Hey, Fred, I want to get your thoughts on this. The Arizona Cardinals signed Chris Johnson to help them in their backfield a little bit. Jeff and I have already talked about it to a certain degree. We both like it. We think it's a good move. However, we all know that Chris Johnson is a mere shell of himself, of what he used to be. But if he has anything left in the tank, this is definitely a positive for the Arizona Cardinals in their running game.
Oh, no question. I mean, I saw him last night a little bit, and not him, but I saw the team play last night.
Because he didn't play.
He didn't play, but you're unsure of the other running backs. And Chris Johnson, again, the same circumstance. I mean, you give him a hole, he's still fast. He can still break one, and you only need to break a couple during the season to change the outcome of games, and that makes all the difference in the world. And again, at 2-3 years ago, you would jump at a chance to get a Chris Johnson. So I think he still has a little bit left, and it was a chance they had to take. I don't think they're losing much. They only paid him, I think, $1.5 million, something like that, some ridiculously low number for somebody.
Yeah, it's just a one-year deal.
One-year deal, who was making the big bucks before, so for that kind of dough, certainly I would gamble on a Chris Johnson.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Guy can play. At least we think he might be able to play. RG3, what do you guys think? Takes that concussion the other day. Will he ever get it? I guess that's the real question, is will he ever get this game, Fred, and realize that sometimes you just got to get rid of the ball. Don't hold on to it and try to make a play.
I think it all goes back to the Shanahans playing him in that game after he already was hurt in a game that Shanahan wanted to win. And I'll forget that. And then, of course, he had the concussion, and now another concussion. I'm not sure he'll ever play in this league. I think he might be done. That's my gut feeling. I think he's totally, at this point, useless back there. He doesn't know what he's doing, and it may be the concussions. It may be fear at this point. I don't know what it is, But for him to say earlier last week, I guess, that he was the best quarterback in the National Football League would make anybody think he's insane. So he could be done. Bottom line.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. Tiger in contention on a Sunday. Preseason in the NFL. Man, oh, man. It's never ending, to be honest with you. The sports world is awesome. And thank God we get to talk about it with you every Sunday. By the way, every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Catch us here. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And again, you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
When the summer sun beats down on your windows, the extra heat can put a strain on your home cooling system and your budget. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to keep your cool right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Solar heat gain from windows is a big issue this time of year, so it's important to know how to minimize it. One option is to install energy-efficient low-E windows. Low-E refers to a coating on the glass that reflects heat back to its source so the summer sun's heat stays outside instead of heating up your home. Adding interior wood blinds or 2-inch wide wooden Venetian blinds will also block some heat if you keep them closed when the sun is on them. That, of course, obscures the view, so one option that doesn't is thermal window film, which can be easily applied to the interior surface of the windows. Window film not only blocks heat, but also the damaging UV rays. Depending on the level of tinting, you might not even know it's there, except for the cooling effect on your home. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more. With truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added four-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. D'Addario acoustic guitar strings, three packs for $10. Or EV vocal mics now just $29. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It's Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, both of us in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. So looking at some of the things that went on, Fred, over the weekend in football, Johnny Manziel had a chance to play a lot of football in the second half. I don't know, man. I don't know if this guy's ever going to get it either, to be honest with you. Jeff, I know you're a Browns fan. it's got to pain you one way or another. McCown gets injured, I think. And look, the bottom line is we all know how important a quarterback is. Cleveland really is going to struggle at this position, and ultimately that's going to make it difficult for them for the whole season once again. But Fred, Johnny Manziel, will he ever get it?
I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't trust him because he's been proven to be irresponsible. More than I don't trust him because of his lack of talent, because I think he's got talent. He's short. You know, if you've got some things going against you physically, you got to overcome them and concentrate on what you can do to make up for that fact or those facts. And I don't know if he's got the internal psychological makeup to do so. And that's the question you have to ask about Johnny Manziel. I mean, do you think he will concentrate long enough in a sincere effort to make up for the things that he doesn't have going for him? I think other quarterbacks have.
What about Abreu, Ohio, this morning is that Johnny Manziel made a decent pass down the sideline and then walked off with, you know, it looks like he re-aggravated that elbow. And concern from the Cleveland or ESPN Cleveland beat writer Tony Grossi, how is he going to play in Cleveland in November if he's throwing his elbow out on an 85-degree day in the summer in Ohio?
Great point. That's an excellent point. I mean, look, I don't know if that was one of the questions about him coming in was arm strength, but
no.
You know what? I did look at some of those passes he was throwing the other night, and I mean, look, he was being chased a lot, and he had to move and scramble and get out of the pocket, but that's what used to make Johnny Manziel so good, right or wrong. And in the NFL, there's guys that can chase him and get after him and put heat on him and make it a little bit different and more uncomfortable for him. And I think he's having a lot of problems transitioning from the college ranks where he was able to get away from guys. The NFL, he's not getting away from guys, Fred.
No, he's not. And again, I'm going to go back to the psychological angle. What if he has a couple of good games? Is he going to continue to work on things he has to work on, or is he going to take himself so seriously that he falls backwards? That's it. Is he going to be consistent? You know, it's sort of like Winston, you know, at Florida State and the whole circumstance. You trust him totally in the NFL? I don't. He's going to have to prove through a couple of years, a couple of seasons, that he can be a responsible human being. Manziel has not, on the collegiate level, done so. Winston, on the collegiate level, has not done so. I don't trust guys like that. And the advantage Winston has, of course, he's got more physical skills. He's bigger, faster, whatever the case might be. But I still don't question kids like this or young athletes like that until they prove to me that they really care. And let's see if Winston does. Let's see if Manziel does.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I think that both of them have turned the corner with maturity. I mean, it's got to be consistent. I think that Manziel's biggest problem is going to be staying healthy. You know, he played six quarters and was out for the season at the end of the 2014 season. He plays four quarters in the preseason and goes to a practice and he's out again for who knows how long. It's going to be tough, but I think that I'll give them the benefit of the doubt until they screw up again. And, you know, I kind of do anticipate that, sadly.
Look, let me ask you this. First and foremost, we know how difficult it is to go out and draft a quality quarterback. Teams take swing after swing after swing and miss, and Cleveland is definitely one of those. I mean, Tim Couch, you name it, man. They've had their fair share of guys that were not able to cut it at the professional level.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think this is the time to talk about Tim Couch, but Cleveland's been the epitome of organizational dysfunction since they came back into the league, and you know, everything else is a supporting detail of that fact.
Right, and that's basically my point. I'm not singling out Tim Couch. I mean, I'm just making a point that they have taken swings at the quarterback position before, and let's face it, they've struck out. I mean, look, Bernie Kosar, I mean, how long ago was that, Jeff? Let's be honest. I'm not trying to be, you know, a jerk, but I'm just being honest. The last time Cleveland was competitive was back in the Bernie Kosar days, and that's when I was a kid.
Well, Vinny Testaverde played well, and, you know, Bill Belichick had a good situation going, and the team was taken away, and they went to Baltimore and won a Super Bowl. But but it was still 20 years ago. So I mean, your point is taken, and Cleveland's got to figure out the quarterback position. Any team that wants to win in this league has to figure out the quarterback position. Okay. That's the bottom line. You can deny it all you want, but no team wins the Super Bowl without a good quarterback. And I can include Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson in that mix. I mean, you have to. They weren't great, but they were good.
No, they were okay. They managed the game. They didn't mess up, obviously. And they had defenses that were so superior that all they had to do is not mess up. Let's be honest. But look, I'm not going after your Cleveland Browns by any means. I'm just kind of calling it the way I see it. But now I am going to kind of go after you and ask you this one more question, because a few weeks back, I remember we were talking about this, and Fred and I feel there's three, maybe four, at the absolute five great quarterbacks in this league. And I'll ask you again, how important do you think that quarterback is, and how many great quarterbacks do you really think there are in the NFL right now, Jeff?
I think there are three or four, and I think there's about 12 to 15 behind them that are good, and the rest of the league is bad. So I think you go about 20 deep, I think you got 12 teams that have no answer at the quarterback position. I'm going to scratch Buffalo off that list. I thought Tyrod Taylor played pretty well the other night.
Hey, I mean, Buffalo, I'll be honest with you, there's something about them that I think they're going to compete. And I'm not a Rex Ryan guy. I can't stand that guy, to be honest with you. But I do think Buffalo competes, Fred.
Well, I mean, they could certainly win 9 games. I don't think there's any question about that. I'm not a Ryan person either. He's got a lot to prove. And sometimes he proves it, sometimes he does not. Hey, listen, we only got a couple minutes left in this segment. Let me throw something out that I find really humorous, not on the pro side, but on the collegiate football side. The Pac-12 Network tried to cover Oregon practice, and the police came and blocked it, so they couldn't cover it. Any thoughts about that? You know how much money each school in the Pac-12 is making from the network, something like $23 million and upwards from that each year, and they don't want the Pac-12 to even cover the simplest part of fall practice. And they called the police. Oregon called the police, and the Pac-12 could not show any of the stuff that was going on the field of play. Any comments?
Jeff, you're the college football guy. Your thoughts?
Well, I think the Sam Ukachu thing for going from Boise State to Baylor is a bigger deal. But kicking the cops out of practice, I mean, this is Mark Helfrich, getting a little bit of the Chip Kelly syndrome here, running things his way. You know, it's an autocracy up there in Eugene, and the Pac-12 Network is about as welcome at Oregon football practices as they are on DirecTV.
Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre, though.
And the folks who don't get it, Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, asked DirecTV and has asked DirecTV now for 2.5 years for much more than the Big Ten and the SEC gets with DirecTV. They want to be on the basic tier. They want everybody who has DirecTV to have to pay for the Pac-12 network, even the non-sports fans. So I don't blame DirecTV for this. I blame Larry Scott and the Pac-12 for this.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Why do they have to have open practices? Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you think about it, if Belichick can get all the information, you know, and see video on teams, you know, practices, then what's the mystique? How do you have any surprises? You know, I mean,
but because one of the reasons you're making $23 million is they have to fill airtime. They have to fill airtime with things that are sort of important. Things are important, or it would be fall practice. I'm not saying they're in the huddle and deciding, and listening to every single thing. But, I mean, at least from afar, they should have the right to take a look at every school's practice. The other schools are allowing them to do so. It's sort of unfair that one school doesn't.
There's other things they can fill their TV time with, isn't there? I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. You could do it but we're talking now in the summer. School's out, so I mean, it's not like you can show any other competitive sport. So I mean, you do have to. And if the other 11 schools allow the DirecTV, the Pac-12 cameras in there, I think the Oregon has to do so too. If they want the money, they don't want the money, then okay, fine. But to black it out totally is to me is just audacious. It shows that they think they're bigger than the other 11 schools, and they're not. I mean, obviously they're on a really good run now as far as winning in football under the last few coaches, but the bottom line is they're not better than UCLA. They're not better than Arizona State. They're not better than Oregon State or Washington State. And yet, if the other schools allow them to do so, I don't think there's any reason that Oregon should not also allow them to do so. And Curtis Conway was the former wide receiver from USC, was the broadcaster who was trying to get inside, and they wouldn't let him in.
Speaking of better, what do you think of Adrian Peterson's comments to Jamal Charles about I'm the LeBron, speaking of thinking you're better? And maybe he is better, but what do you think of Adrian Peterson letting people know that he's the man? Jeff, you first on this one.
Yawn. I don't care. I don't care what the players claim. Show it on the field. And AP's got something to prove this year. You know, you can talk a big game, but if you don't back it up on the field, nobody cares. And that includes me.
I think AP has an unbelievable season, but that's beside the point. Fred, what do you think about AP talking trash?
I don't think LeBron ever beat up a four-year-old child. So, as I said on this show and other shows, I swear to you, and I play fantasy football in a few leagues every year for more than 20 years, I'll never pick him. I think he's a loser, and he's a great running back, but I can't stand the man. And you don't pick on a four-year-old kid, and I don't care, hey, if his parents did it or his grandparents did it, I don't give a hoot. Adrian Peterson, to me, doesn't exist.
Well, and it's interesting since you say that, because there are guys out there, you know, like Ray Rice, who is still available, and it's like he's taboo. Nobody wants to have anything to do with Ray Rice, and rightfully so. I'm not saying anything, you know, wrong about it, but when I think about it, you know, certain guys get certain opportunities that other guys don't get, and, you know, I'm talking about like what you've talked about in the past, Fred, where it's the number one running back, like an Adrian Peterson, is going to get more breaks than a certain other guy on the team. And I think it's interesting how Ray Rice probably has a little bit of something in him, but nobody's given him a shot. And I think it's good. I really do think it's good. And I think people are standing up, and it's about time they stand up for something. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap it up. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, of which it's flown by, to be honest with you. When you talk football, it seems like things just go a little bit quicker. Anyways, before we get out of here, got to make a couple quick announcements. We're brought to you in part today by today's homeowner television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And we are also brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, or Fleetwood Mac, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Fred, we didn't even talk about this today, so here's what I'm going to leave you guys with. Fred, I want a statement from you about the Los Angeles Dodgers, a 1.5 game lead, losers of 4 straight. What's going on in La La Land with nearly a $300 million payroll?
Management, who's made every possible bad mistake on earth, basically fired Lorenzo Bundy, the third base coach, for Ron Renicki. Like, that matters. Like, that's the reason they can't steal a base, or that's the reason they can't take an extra base. The reason is D. Gordon is now playing for Miami, leading the league in hitting last time I checked, second in stolen bases last time I checked. They had him. They didn't think he could play. Take the sabermetrics and stick it if you don't know baseball.
Jeff, does Fred have it right? Do you think the Giants sneak this division out after everything's said and done?
No. I think the Giants have their flaws as well, and they've shown them throughout the season, and that's why the Dodgers are still atop that division. I think the Dodgers hang on.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. It will be an interesting race, and I kind of agree. I think the Dodgers wind up winning it all, but appreciate you guys taking time out with me as you do each and every week. Fred, for Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for John Poulter, who gave us some great baseball stuff, and Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Enjoy your day, everybody, and watch Tiger.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.